the 9th most popular wedding song, according to Spotify. Not always easy, but married couples are increasingly deciding they're not better together. And that's where Jim Halfin's Divorce Hotel comes in.
You see that it's getting more common, and the generations that are coming up, it will be much more accepted to be divorced. One of the main reasons that we are doing it in a hotel is that we isolate you from all the external influences, like your best friend, your mother-in-law, and everybody who has an opinion about it, and they want to start actually as fast as they can.
And that's the whole concept. You're offering them a quickie divorce.
Exactly.
You walk in on the Friday or Saturday, married, and you walk out on Sunday divorced.
Exactly.
How do you do that?
You need to feel yourself at home, as you can see around you. You sit in a nice, relaxed environment. We do it, of course, behind closed doors. So we have a suite in the same style like you're seeing right now, with a fireplace where you can sit down and also have the time, which is a complete other environment.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
When the actress Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband Chris Martin announced they were consciously uncoupling, some people sniggered. But their statement reflects an increasingly shared desire to approach the whole divorce process with a more positive attitude. There's a new trend. Search for divorce selfie and you'll find grinning exes clutching their divorce papers outside court. And if you've tried and failed to save your marriage, there's even an app for that. It's called Splitsville. In the United States, one national newspaper referred to the divorce hotel as the Uber of divorce. They've served more than 100 couples in the Netherlands, New York and Sweden, and this year they're opening in England. David Leckie, himself a divorcee, is in charge of the UK operation.
I'm acutely aware of how in the UK the divorce process can be very lengthy, very costly. I feel very strongly that we spend a lot of time preparing for our weddings, but divorce can be so messy at the end. And what I love about the concept of the divorce hotel, it respects the good times that the people have had together. Without something like this, it feels as if like we have a death without a funeral, if you know what I mean.
And the success of this whole concept really comes down to what happens inside the mediation suite. We are here now with the mediator.
My name is Marie-Louise Van Asso.
They didn't have any real soon-to-be divorcees willing to be recorded, so I have convinced my husband to come along to help sample this crucial part of the process. Our daughter, Zina, is also here.
The concept is based on a pressure cooker method, so we run through the whole process. We start with an inventorization of all legal issues, and it runs from the alimony questions for children, also all the assets. What are the assets? What is the value of the assets?
Do you think that this is the way divorce is heading in the future?
Yeah, I think it fits in how we want to live, and there's some demands on doing things quickly.
Do you worry that by offering the kind of whirlwind divorce, there is a danger you're undermining the whole concept of marriage by making it so quick?
We will always check whether there's another option to save a relationship. Therefore, we have a time in between from the intake till the weekend. So there's always 2 to 3 weeks at least. If there's any doubt, we always advise to not undersign the contract.
The people behind the divorce hotel believe the speed and predictability they offer enables couples to end their marriage feeling positive and empowered. Apparently, some exes even pause after it's all over to play their song one last time. We chose this one.
You got that thing that I've been looking for. Been running around for so long. Now I got you, I won't let you go.
Anna Holligan, reporting there from the Netherlands, and I can reassure you that she and her husband have, in fact, remained married.